City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo's triple.
Good morning, it's Coggo with Kylie. It's 20 to 8 and I'm scared.
Yeah, well, be scared. Well, I'm the one that's going to get in trouble here.
Yeah, but I'm still part of the show.
And it needs to be told because, as I said earlier, I just think this sort of thing should not happen in a workplace, particularly when it concerns your boss.
Is it a HR thing, do you think?
I reckon it could be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, HR thing for me after I've said it.
Yeah, you're right.
So we had a meeting the other day. We had our lovely content director, Jane. Coggo and I and our other boss who's above Jane, he's like the content director for
He's the boss.
Yeah, he's the boss.
He's the boss,
all right?
Of the
yeah, he's
the boss. Boss. What goes to where?
Yeah,
if that
okay.
Makes sense.
All right.
We were doing a meeting, a planning meeting.
Planning meeting, talking about what we're going to be doing for 2019. Yeah. And look, it's about halfway through the meeting. And all of a sudden, he cocks up his leg and does this rip. Roaring, dirty, smelly fart. It was louder than that.
I've got to tell you, I'm never, ever lost for words, right? You know what I'm like. I'm always pretty good with a comeback. I sat there in shock. I couldn't believe that it was two girls, you two, in there, and Jane, her face looked like she'd driven past the Bendigo Creek and got a whip of it.
It actually came without any warning whatsoever. Look, there was a little bit of a lull as well, so it made it sound very, very, very loud. But the thing was, not only did he do that rip-roaring, dirty, yeah. Smelly fart, but straight after he said, "Oh, gee, I needed that." We, like you said, Coggo, were in absolute shock.
I've never seen, like, I know, and I'm not a prude, trust me. I'm a bogan, let's face it, but I don't think I'd do that in front of girls unless I knew them well and knew they could handle it. But he didn't bat an eyelid. I reckon he had a mental blank. You know, sometimes when you have a mental blank and you're in a lift or whatever and you drop one and you go, oh, gee, hang on, there's bloody people around. I reckon he had a mental blank where he was.
Like he thought that he was at home, obviously, on the couch with his partner or his wife. It was disgusting. It was, and look, just to add to it, I don't know if you missed this bit or not, but I went to give him a cup of something. There was something that he wanted, and he went, "Well, actually, don't get too close because it really does really stink over here." And I'm just like, "You dirty, dirty bastard!" I really seriously hope that your boss does not act like that, and if they do. Tell us about it, 13, 27, 10, or maybe not.
Maybe not. All we could say was that, mate, just having a poo and be done. You dirty bugger.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.